genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Does integrity and honesty matter? Does it? If the polls are to be believed here in Michigan, then Hillary Clinton is on her way to a pretty easy victory in the 16 electoral votes here on November the 8th. But I wonder when it became okay to vote for someone you wouldn't trust with much of anything. I mean, lying, cheating, stealing, something we teach our children is wrong, yet it seems Michigan residents are willing to hold their nose and embrace this kind of wholesale dishonesty and look the other way. My question is, why are we so willing to do that? My good friend, Kelly Rossman McKinney, here to tell us why that's okay. Kelly, welcome back to the program.
Way to set the table, Mr. Gruber.
Not
How
bad,
are
huh?
You this morning.
You enjoyed that, now, didn't you? In fairness, I mean, Kelly, we've known each other for a long time. Integrity is something I associate with you. I do. But when I look at Hillary Clinton, come on. I mean, whether it's the emails and the fact that, you know, Comey went out there and said, did she have this or that? That was not true. And you go to Filegate, Whitewater, Travelgate. The list is, her scandals are endless. And come on, you're a Democrat. I get that. But you don't believe this woman is an honest person, do you?
Actually, I do.
Now,
I
how
really
is that?
Do. And
come
on. I do believe she has.
Remember,
integrity.
I said you have integrity.
Has she done stupid things? Has she done things that I wish she hadn't done? Absolutely.
Is she honest?
I do believe she is honest.
Kelly.
I think it's in Steve. Let's remember that over the course of years on any issue, the issue evolves, the situation evolves. So it's not unusual to change your opinion, to do certain things one way that you wouldn't do the same way 15, 20, 30 years later. Do I recognize she has a trust issue? Absolutely.
Did she tell the truth about her emails?
She's been investigated left and right and left and right. And did she tell the truth? Yeah, she apologized. She said,
she
I
did.
Got
hold
it.
On.
You know,
no, 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 no. She never apologized.
Yes, she did.
She said, I
Come
regret
on.
That I did that.
Oh,
saying
Steve.
I regret I did something is not
Steve.
A... Did not
she
say
apologized.
I'm sorry.
Yes, she did.
You would
so
not
anyway,
accept that.
And
you would
about
not accept that from your
kid. Candidate...
First
Shall
of all,
we talk about your candidate?
I don't have a candidate. I'm just an observer.
Exactly.
I'm an observer. I don't have a candidate.
Well, then let's talk about Donald Trump.
But we don't. But I'm not asking about Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not going to win in Michigan. That's pretty safe to say, isn't it?
Listen, Hillary Clinton is by far the most experienced candidate for president we've had in decades. Does she have her flaws? Absolutely. Does every candidate have flaws? Absolutely. We know what she is capable of doing in terms of leadership, and she knows that everyone is watching her. I am fully comfortable.
She doesn't care.
With having her as the president of our country.
It's not like they're. It's. And by the way, George H.W. Bush was probably far more qualified and experienced than Hillary Clinton.
No, I don't think so. Based on all
really,
of
congressman, head of the
I
really CIA,
don't think so.
A fighter pilot, congressman, head
okay,
of the CIA.
She's not been, you're right. She's not been a fighter pilot.
Well, I mean, you said she's the most experienced in decades. More
she's been
well,
a
how
fighter.
Many decades? I mean,
oh,
was,
I think she has. She is.
I mean, John Kennedy, also military, also a senator. I mean, come on. I think that's a stretch, and I don't think anybody buys into that.
No. First lady,
mm-hmm.
U.S. Senate. Secretary of
Got
State.
Got all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, she is she is truly by far the most experienced in decades.
That's
if
absurd.
You want to add military experience, go for it. I'll bow to you on that.
Well, yeah, because that'd be JFK. That'd be George H.W. Bush. Anyhow, let me ask you about this. Do you support open borders? I mean, these are important questions. These are things that she supports, so I need to know. Do you support open borders?
I do.
So we should just get rid of the border then?
Yeah, I do. I feel strongly that America is the melting pot of the world, and we should welcome people to
our
We
take
country.
A million people a year, Kelly. We take more than the rest of the world combined already,
right?
Have for decades. So So when you say open borders, we should just have an open border European style?
What's the problem with that? What's the problem with welcoming people?
There's nothing wrong with welcoming people.
Country.
There's also a problem with you know, just checking who they are. But open borders, we shouldn't have a border at all. Come on. Really?
Steve. I mean, we disagree on certain things.
Well, yeah, but an open border. Look, so we should just get rid of border guards and the whole thing altogether.
We both love this country. We both love this country. We can agree on that, right?
Sure.
Oh, you hesitated?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to get my head around how anybody could support open borders on any level.
Well,
I don't get it.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding when you say open borders. When I think open borders, I think of how it works now. So, yeah, you've got border guards in different places. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
And we collect about half of the people that come through, and the other half go through unchecked, as we know, based on, you know, statistics. You're okay with that?
Yep, I really am.
So people walk into the country, they get here illegally, don't get vetted, it doesn't matter.
I'm okay with that. I'm sorry, I'm a little more liberal than you are.
No, that actually consider that to be suicidal, but okay. Okay, $20 trillion in debt.
Steve, yes, debt is horrible. You're right. The U.S. debt is absolutely horrible. No matter who's president, they inherit that debt. That is a terrible thing that's going to have to be wrestled with. Do you have a solution? I sure don't.
I've got a few, but I've only got 30 seconds left. I'm still trying to fathom the whole open borders thing is okay, and sovereignty is irrelevant, I guess. God bless you, Kelly.
Steve,
I'm a little lost on this one.
I love you right back.
All right. Have a lovely day, my dear.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
I can't even begin to explain that. Open borders are fine. You know, some come in, some get checked, some don't. This is how the left thinks, I guess. And now you know. And they're okay with it. And we just agree to disagree, they say. I will be right back.